have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Mick.
Kennedy. Hello,
hi, Dave.
Dangerous Dave.
Hi, Mickey. Hi, Jane.
Here we go again, muchachos.
Here we go again.
Big
That's
show.
A good song.
Can't wait. We're going to talk about the escaped baboons.
Well, I'm actually...
Look out. There's baboons.
I'm going to make a big statement about this.
Oh, jeez, here we go.
No, I'm going to start a movement.
Are you going to thump the table?
I'm going to thump
I
the table.
It when you I get
might
angry.
Cry.
I love
what? Tears of anger and anguish.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, I will.
It's going to be fun. Jane's
okay.
Going the blub. Everyone, hang them out.
Stick around.
Super fans. Let's talk about
look.
Them. There's a woman who's seen Bohemian Rhapsody 108 times.
Yes, that's.
That's not bad.
That's a lot of money too. Not it's not. Too. It's not cheap to go and see movies, is it?
A lot if you're wearing a choc top. Put it that way. We are going to do...
One. Oh, look, there's a coronavirus is just getting... You know what? They're saying no to the Olympics might not be on.
I'm going.
Well, I was going to plan to go
we
too.
We were going. Not to compete, obviously, but we were going to.
Well, but there could be a category.
we might get in now.
We could get in. If everyone's dropping off,
let's
quickly do something.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll have
we
a candle update.
Oh, my God. Thank you, everyone. And
so
we want some
sense.
Calls. We've had great ideas on what we could name our candle. Gwyneth's got hers.
Yes.
We want to have our own Kennedy Molloy candle.
Why don't we ask our special guest, Denise Scott, what scent she would like. Always a pleasure when she swings by. I think she's had an encounter with the blessing
with
of AHA.
I think she has. We'll compare notes.
We're going to go around the globe and check out what is going on.
Well,
can I give you
food
one?
News? Yeah, what's going on?
Deontay Wilder has blamed his costume for losing the
fight. Okay, that's an insane costume.
That's pretty good. Food news, yes. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. The Song Whisperer will swing by.
Good.
So much to
the Song
get
Whisperer went off very quickly yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
You got it straight away.
I was all over it. And then you wouldn't give me the tickets.
Well, you can't, mate. You're an employee. You can't just go
you
and take stuff
anyway.
On the station.
Oh, right. So you say you're an employee, but it's all right to walk out the front door with a hedge trimmer.
Nah, well, that was thanks to Makita.com.au.
Hey, there's changes going on around here.
Something's going on. All the studios are shutting down and work's being done everywhere. We think, has Triple M gone into money? We must have been quite successful here, don't you think? Don't you think where the ads are going through the roof?
They're splashing out the cash.
They're splashing out
So
everywhere.
We're finally getting our
studio
renovated,
upgrades.
Which is about time because Dave actually has to pedal.
It's
for
pretty
the entire
hard work over here.
He just keeps pedaling to keep all the generators up and running.
Yes.
We're going to get a new phone box.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. But so we can take your calls and they're a bit clearer.
So they came to us and they said, we're doing you, redoing your studio.
Yeah. What Any requests?
What do you want? And our boss, Fitzy's just come to our laid out the plans and says, what's this? We go, that's a bar.
I've got approved.
It's been approved.
Oh, awesome.
We're going to have a bar in the corner of our studio. We just thought it's only right.
And a poll, did the poll get through?
No, the poll. Surprisingly, that wasn't my idea. I want to know whether we get a cocktail guy, like someone to do the cocktails for us.
It's not a bad idea.
You know, like Tom Cruise and Brian Brown.
So during our stuff, you just hear the shaking going on in the background.
Ooh, that's funny.
Thank you, Charles. I'll have an olive in my martini.
So
thank you.
That'll be wow.
You know what? We've
got Friday
we've got
shows.
Big name guests that come in here. They would like.
Oh, they want a drink.
Yeah.
What would we like from the bar?
Like a Negroni.
Mojito.
Fluffy duck.
And also.
I've had one of those. I never liked those.
Right.
Fluffy duck. And for car and lemonade.
Oh, what was the peppermint one? It was a grasshopper or something.
The grasshopper.
Yeah.
But, do you know what? There was a time when they were the only two cocktails available in this country.
That's true.
I'd like a cocktail. Sure. Well, would you like the fluffy duck or
the grasshopper?
The cowboys weren't available back in those days?
No. And those two were very milky too, those. They're pretty spewable.
And here's the other bombshell. There's a new national ad rolling out for Triple M.
What?
Yes. And I've no.
Are we in it?
No, but you'll be surprised to learn who is. I think.
Oh, you're not allowed to say. Is that it's all under wraps?
I'm going to say it right.
Are we going to reveal it? No, we're going to reveal it on Monday.
Is that right?
The ad goes to you. Have you seen it?
I've not seen it. No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mysterious things going on. I'm seeing different types of promotional wear going on.
Some of them was on MDMA.
Totally. When you find out what it is.
I can't wait to see it.
It's kooky.
Yeah, it is right.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've had some good ones in the past. Barry the Monkey, we were talking about the other day.
Barry the Monkey.
The Monkey, you punched the director.
Yeah.
That's so funny. You don't mess with monkeys.
You don't mess with monkeys. And we'll get to them straight away. There's some baboons.
Yeah.
Boons are on the loose. Baboons.
We'll get that story to you right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jimmy Scott, favourite of the show, be in second hour.
Fantastic. Can't wait. Yeah. Now, you're all over this story. Can you fill me in?
Well, it was all with great shock.
Baboons made a run for it. Is it?
Which feels reasonable to me. A male baboon,
he
was going to have a vasectomy.
He's done a runner.
Well, but what the lovely thing is, which is nice, that the zoologists and the people looking after him, to calm him when he was having the operation, two of his, and they call his wives.
It's a good system.
I like that system. They went to sort of calm him and say that everything's okay.
How bright was their bottoms?
Well,
because you know when they're bright, that means game on.
Well, there was no game on if he's having a vasectomy, is my... Male.
Do you reckon he knew he was going to have a vasectomy?
No, I don't think he did. And this might be part of the escape. But it hit the news yesterday and people couldn't believe in a car park in the middle of Sydney's inner west. Baboons on the loose. Have a listen to this police report.
Three baboons were being transported from Western Sydney to the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital,
where male baboon was due to get a vasectomy.
He broke free with his two primate wives who were there to calm him down,
leaving staff, patients and visitors shocked.
They're seriously, even their shiny red bottoms.
They've had to call in the police and members of staff from Taronga Zoo to try and capture these baboons. Eventually, they've been sedated.
The animals are from a colony, bred and used for medical experiments.
There are certainly some very serious questions to how they made that great escape.
Hey, Maddie, thanks for that backtrack of jailbreak. That sounds... Well,
so they made a run for it.
They did. Now, I'm rooting for the baboons.
Well, you know what they've done, don't you? So they've gone... They've been...
They're so clever.
They've been experimented on.
Yes. So
they've got to the hospital and gone, oh, no.
We know this
mate.
Hang on.
No, no. It's all coming back to me now.
Well, he's 15.
Let's do a runner.
He's a 15-year-old male baboon. And
about to get the snip.
Yeah.
Well, that's the least of his problems. Trust me.
You want to be careful breaking that to a baboon. They're about to...
They are very clever. And they're very, what do you call
them? Agile.
Can you
what do you test on a baboon? What do you...
Oh, I'll tell you.
Well, right,
diet, exercise, electric shock.
What?
Electric shock. Oh, yeah.
And when they die, they're used for medical transplant. Well, they don't care when they're dead, but I'm giving the tip that they probably die sooner than they would if they're out in the wilderness. What the hell? Why are we still experimenting on...
Is this cosmetics and stuff? Is
perfume.
It perfume?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Stuff you're wearing right now? Has that all been tested on animals?
I'd use non-animal tested fragrance. You know that.
Or just find animals that people don't like. You can't have baboons running around Sydney.
No.
Well, you can. I wanted them to escape because then they go back. They're tested for kidney disease, gestational diabetes, and they're bred specifically for this. Also, organ transplants from a pig to a baboon they've done at some stage.
Yeah, I think about the pig too.
Well,
the barrel of laughs for the pig.
I'm going to be a bit serious. I just don't understand.
I know you don't.
Why
like
we,
you don't.
But also people at the hospital didn't even know that this has been going on. Is this a secret world, a dark secret world that's been going on?
Oh, well, it's out in the open.
Well,
where the baboons are strolling the corridors.
That's right.
Good
hey
for
guys,
them.
Did you just see three baboons?
Well, Greg Hunt, the health minister, he was asked about it.
Okay,
well,
sure.
Let's have a listen to what he said.
A lot of people think have been surprised and in some cases upset to learn we're still doing medical research on primates. Why is that still a necessity in this country?
So other than the story as reported through the ABC, which where I learned about the baboons, I don't have any extra information. I have to say... My heart was with the baboons. And so beyond...
the male one in particular?
They operated as a modern relationship and I'm fine with that.
It's a threesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he's taking that very seriously, to be honest. Have a bit more information.
I love a good animal jailbreak. Mm. They're good for me. I really like
them.
There's a bear that broke out of a zoo in Germany. I thought, I wish I was there that day. That'd be fun. I'd get up a tree, but I'd watch pretty closely what was going on. What about there was an Indian tiger that broke into a zoo?
Oh, really?
Yeah, wanted a bit of... And
really?
There was a female tiger inside the...
That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Like three old, bison
it's
broke
like the
in.
Old Turak College boarding
school. Oh, stop.
What's your bison program?
Three bison broke out of a trailer in northern Alberta on Tuesday, and they're big mothers.
Yeah, bison.
Oh, yeah.
They are big. Man. I love an escape. When they collude together, they're always a gang of...
You know what else is fun?
What?
You know, after a flood, like it floods and crocodiles, like... Can travel across land.
Well, that happened recently.
That's fantastic.
That's good.
Yeah, that happened up.
Go and skip through that puddle on the way home, kids. Honk.
Well, I'm sure Alice Cooper brought to our attention. Where are all the snakes from the bushfires? Where have they
snakes
gone?
Snakes on a plane. They turned it into a movie.
Yeah. Well, that's horrific.
Some snakes. Imagine being on a plane. And you go, hey guys, has anyone seen my snakes? who was it?
Samuel Jackson.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfuckers. Snakes on this motherfucking plane. Everybody strap in. I'm about to open some f-ing windows.
No.
And he was the captain. anyway.
Well, that.
Seriously,
okay, well, that
I know
be.
You wanted to be heard on that.
I do want to be
why
heard.
Why are we testing on primates?
What is
in
it?
This
Dr. Joseph Mengele working on the baboons. Come on.
Yeah, maybe on the island of Dr. Roy, but that's it. And no. Can someone tell me how the pig's going? If you can't, what are you giving a pig to,
a baboon?
Yeah. I'm worried about that.
I think, congratulations to the baboons for uncovering what I think is a dirty little secret that we need to know about.
Hold up at your house, probably.
Yeah. I'll take them all. Everyone's welcome.
The shiny red bottoms.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Got a candle update coming up for you soon. The scent of Kennedy Malloy and Denise Scott in the second hour.
It's all happening.
We
mentioned at the top of the show, Jane, there's a woman, what's her name, Joanne Connor, has been to see Bohemian Rhapsody, the film about Queen.
Which is a great film, by
okay,
the way.
But would you go and see it 108 times?
No, I don't think so.
That's nutty behaviour.
Well, she's pretty lonely.
What else? got a bit of spare time on her hands. Does she own the cinema? But what are you looking for? What are you going back to see that you haven't seen?
Well, there's particular. There's definitely scenes in that movie that I particularly love. I love it when Live Aid, when they're going to do that. I love it when they're creating their songs.
108 times, Jane.
Well, she's from Brisbane, actually. She's an Australian woman. And it's a Guinness Book of Records, I'll have you know.
So
that's maybe why she wanted to keep doing it.
I remember the film Titanic. There was a lot of this going on.
People saying
women
that.
In particular were going back to see it.
It's a long movie too.
It was 90 times. I remember 100
Actually,
times.
That rings
someone
a bell.
There was a lot of people, a lot of return visits.
Yeah. How about you?
Half. Half. I got
you
kicked
only
out.
Saw it laugh. Something rang bells too again for me. You would.
I got kicked out of a cinema in Newcastle. About halfway in for standing up and going, oh, bring on the iceberg. my girlfriend said out, which was great because I got to leave and she got to watch the film in peace. So
it's a win-win.
Pays for happy. You know what I watched 108
what would you watch?
Times?
What?
Richmond Premiership. Oh. The video. Oh, have you seen it? I'll bring it in.
I saw it live.
Was
that was
last
enough?
Year's game.
Or 2019 or 2017.
That was boring
you can take
game.
Your pick.
Do you know what happens if you go to Mick's
was.
House? You've got to go. He goes, hi, come in. It was very great host. Yeah. Very gracious. Has a few bickies and cheese. Yeah. Bit of salami. And then he goes, oh, take a seat. everybody, let's watch the
That's I'm not worth joking. Watching 108 times.
He does it. I'll tell you what film I've seen. Well, I know I've seen it. Not 108, but probably getting up there.
Yes.
Is The Sound of Music.
Oh,
The Sound of Music.
Yeah, every time it comes on, I can't stop watching it.
You love your lovable little Nazis, don't you? They were Nazis.
They weren't the Nazis.
Oh, come on, Friedrich.
Her boyfriend was a Nazi.
Well, Maria, do the maths.
No,
if you're Liesl's
married, if you're married
boyfriend.
To us, was it?
Careful mentioning it.
Oh,
please. You know, because I.
Oh my God! It's back to you again.
You're in the
Here
book,
we go.
Aren't you?
I'm in the book forever, Liesl.
Because
she talks about me.
She does. It's true, everybody, I have to say. Liesl wrote a autobiography and mentions Mick's name in it. She was interviewed by
Mark Malloy, and she got a transcript. But I told her the story. I was on a first date, and this girl came around, and for some reason had freshly cut flowers and Forever Liesl out, and I could see the look in her face.
On
like,
the coffee table.
Oh, what's
going
this
on here?
Okay, no, it's not me. I'm not reading that. Come back.
Well, then you get out AC/DC and what?
Yeah, so you've seen Sound of Music.
There's favourite scenes.
What's your favourite?
Well, with undoubtedly, this is my favourite scene.
Maria, our abbey is not to be used as an escape, What is it you can't face?
Now, sister, three Hail Marys for you, please. Be very careful what you say there.
Can we take Alan? Have we got
Alan has got actually my second favourite film. Hi, Alan. How are you?
Discussion.
We have.
We both said this. Film.
Hey, Alan, what film have you seen heaps of times?
Groundhog Day. I love it.
Me too. And isn't it funny? That is a film you keep watching.
You keep watching. I tell you,
even though
time,
it's about that.
Every time you flip around and it's on, you can't leave it.
I can't stop enjoying Bill Murray. How sweet it is.
I tell you what, give us a call, 1-3-3-5.
Good idea.
And let us know what it is. What's your obsession with any of the arts?
Could be a concert.
Could
you've
be a
been band.
Book you've read.
Yeah.
Really? A book someone's
50
read 100
Shades of Grey, you would have read it.
I haven't.
Times.
I have not.
It's a well-leafed copy on your bedside table.
You wish.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What is it you can't face?
Yes, talking super fans, you can get involved. 1-3-3-5-3.
I realise another one. I've seen Ferris Bueller about a million times.
You mentioned that a lot. Can I tell you one I watch a lot? I don't go out of my way, but if it's on, I'll watch it. It's a bit of a chick flick. It's my sneaky, likeable chick flick. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is an excellent film.
How are the effects standing up these days? All that.
He's a dreamer. He's just running around on the roof. He's running, having a fight on trees.
Running around.
If you cannot get enjoyment out of two guys standing on leaves having a fight, get out of town.
And then how far into the movie do you get your first patch?
There's no kissing.
What do you mean there's no kissing?
Out of Africa. I liked Out of Africa too.
You did not. I had the farm in Africa.
Oh, I thought it was a good chick flick.
You did not.
Leave me alone. Matthew's on the line. Matthew, what's a film you've watched too many times, mate, or you'd go and see 108 times if you had to?
Well, it wasn't actually me. It was my sister. Mm. She watched Grease on VHS that much that the tape snapped.
Oh, well, I'm with your sister.
We watched it that much, that often the tape snapped.
Such
You've
good
got
memories.
A couple of pornos like that, Dave.
I do, yes. I'm almost unwatchable these days.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Veronica?
Yeah.
What's the movie you've watched heaps?
Well, he's just said it, Grease.
Grease,
another one.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And why do you love it so much?
Oh, I love living you, John. I mean, not only that she can sing, she can move.
Oh, yeah.
What about Kaniki? Do you like Kaniki?
Sorry?
Did you like
Kaniki? I thought Kaniki was good.
You have no place in talking about Kaniki, Mick.
You're right there.
Veronica, do you know why we don't want Mick to talk about Kaniki?
Kaniki was good in that movie.
All right, well.
God bless him and rest his soul.
I think I found the audio. Okay.
Well, hang on.
No, Mick interviewed Olivia Newton-John and said this inappropriate question to the great Queen, Olivia Newton-John.
You lost a cast member this week,
I tell you
did
what,
you
he'd lose a lot
Jeff?
More than
Jeff, yeah.
I don't know that it has.
Oh, so pardon me, I may have gone. Oh, I have all the two, I know he's very unwell.
He's very ill.
Sorry, pardon me.
No, he was married to my sister and she's been in there and he's not doing very well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
As I said, I called it first.
It's so awkward to listen to.
Every time I hear that, I actually get heart palpitations. And I think, thank God I wasn't in the studio then.
I was ultimately proved right. Kaniki's no longer with us.
Rest in peace.
We know. Hey, Rick, what's a movie you've watched heaps?
Mick will love this one, Boytown.
Oh, Boytown, good on you. Yeah. Give him a prize, Dave.
Yeah, a case of Brick Lane from Dan Murphy's coming.
Brick Lane, a bit of lager, case of lager coming your way.
Excellent film.
Love Brick Lane as well.
I'll come around. We'll have a couple of Brick Lanes and we'll watch me in Boytown.
I should have said Crackerjack.
I've seen that plenty of times. I've seen that about 20, 30 times.
So I've seen it lots of times.
I told you when we were producing, making Boytown, I had to go in and research, I went into JB Hi-Fi and I bought DVDs of every single boy band there was.
NSYNC,
Westside, Boys
Men. Westlife.
I'm standing there and the guy behind the counter just gave me the okie. I go, mate, it's for research purposes.
Okay, Mickey.
Yeah, sure.
And then I left them on the coffee table when the boys came around to watch
Hey, Mark, you've got one that I see a lot in football records when they do profiles of guys. What's the film?
The Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
How many times have you watched that, mate?
Well, I don't know. I'll watch it whenever it comes on Foxtel.
Yeah, but you know the ending. It's all part.
It doesn't matter, but it comes on Foxtel about three times a week.
Three times a week.
Can I tell you my problem with the Shawshank Redemption? Okay, the
spoiler alert coming.
Prison Escape is basically a hole covered up by a poster.
As if the guards don't...
Hang on a second. Give that a burl, El Chapo. You'll be out in no time. It's a prison cell. It's not that big.
No, that's true.
And it doesn't mean a spoon.
Two holes in the story.
How do you get out of here? Oh. I'll just remove this poster. What the? Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Hey, Karen, you've got one. What's that?
Platoon.
Platoon?
Oh, that's cheery.
Yeah.
Fight the girls around and get the popcorn out. And
a few arms and legs blowing
off. Why is that one that's grabbed you?
I don't know. I've just always had this fascination with the movie. Like, I don't know if it's feeling the angst of the Vietnamese people having to put up with all the crap that they had to put up with, or what the Americans had to do to get, you know. It was,
you sound like a very concerned, caring citizen, Karen.
Karen, stay on the line and we'll put you under one of our counsellors.
Don't say something stupid now.
Well, speaking of stupid, Brendan's got it covered.
Hello, Brendan. What's your favourite?
It's Huckleback.
You know what? You can't go past a John Candy film.
Why have you chosen Uncle Buck?
You get the hatchet out, and it's an ad for contraception, isn't it? Especially from the uncle.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles was John Candy's best film.
Yes,
I would have thought
that was a great film.
That's one.
Carla, what do you like?
Hi, love the show, guys. Pretty Woman. I've probably watched it, I don't know, 75, 80?
80 times. I reckon I'm right up there with you, because when it comes on again, and you know what the funny thing is, Carla, we love it because it's such, at the time, it was such a fantasy. Mm. It was so wonderful. Yeah. But she's a hooker on the streets. Yeah. He's some sleazy man who comes up.
That's
great. He's heaps older than her. Puts her in a bath all of a sudden. World's
pops,
great.
She pops her in the bath. She's a prostitute with a heart of gold.
Heart of gold.
And
thanks,
Carl. Do you know how she got that part? I crawled over the director's fence at about 3 a.m.
Julia Roberts.
Broke into his house.
Well, it wasn't Harvey Weinstein, was it?
Well, we're pretty much in that terrain, aren't we?
Yeah.
And wouldn't leave the house until she was granted the role.
Oh, that's a bit disparaging about old Julia.
Look forward to seeing that being covered.
Was originally going to be a Disney movie.
Pretty Woman.
Yes, and then they had to change
because it was a
distributors.
Yeah,
yes,
we've
got an issue here. Nikki's on the line. Nikki, what's the film?
Hi, Dirty Dancing.
Oh,
now there's a lot of women out there who will be going, of course.
Yes,
of
because
course.
We all want to be baby. Nobody puts baby in the corner, Nikki.
Do you know what? I've never seen the movie.
Oh, what?
I have never seen the movie.
Oh, my God.
Me neither.
What?
I had the soundtrack, but I've never saw the movie.
Oh, it's a good movie. Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze to me was a wrong way go back sign when it came to watching a film.
Be careful. And God rest his soul, by the way.
Someone will say ghost in a second, won't they?
No one's going to say ghost.
You didn't like ghost?
No.
Never saw it.
I didn't mind ghost.
What? Thanks for your calls, everybody. Look,
you just shut that down?
No, I have, because we've got to move on. We seriously do. It's time to move on.
He didn't like what he said about Ghost. And he said he liked Ghost. What's your beef with Ghost?
It's the most stupid film
Demi
you've ever
was
seen.
Demi Moore was super hot in that movie.
And Patrick Swayze's face was
a rare moment.
Patrick Swayze looked like a baboon in that. See, I told you. You should have shut it down before I spoke.
You're right, actually. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
It's coronavirus.
It's coronavirus time. Here we go again.
Every day we think there's not going to be something new coming
and
up. There
something
is.
Something new breaks. Here's the latest. The Olympics could be off.
What? This is huge, honestly.
Dick Pound has come out. He's the IOC's top official and said a decision will be made on the Tokyo Olympics by May.
Mm.
Now...
That's a big deal.
In my time, this has never happened. I've seen a boycott. I've seen the Americans not go to Moscow. Mm. But I've never seen, sorry, folks, shows not going ahead.
What, not postponed? It's going to be cancelled. If it is in that state, they will not put it off. They'll completely cancel it.
Man, can you imagine if you've been swimming... 8 hours a day for four years. Looking at the bottom of a pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Going, don't worry.
Dreaming of the
Olympics. I'm going to the Olympics.
No. And then it'll be
They said that swim team, they'll all end up in their underpants and a wheelchair like Grant Hackett. I'll tell you right now.
I'm looking through
we're
the contract.
We're supposed to be going.
We're supposed to do a week of shows.
We could probably compete.
But we could enter. That's what we're thinking. Oh. We should brush up on how's your
what
swimming?
What would you be good at in the Olympics?
Probably shooting. No, steady hand.
Yeah.
Yep, I could do that.
You know what I could be? I'd be the cox in a... The cocks in a rowing eight because don't do anything.
Yeah, but they've got to be small.
Yeah. Just from the front.
Just tip your tip
over. The last two guys' oars won't be in the water.
That's right.
The last two guys' oars, they'll just be spinning air. What the hell?
That's ridiculous.
Lay down, Mickey, they'd call me. Lay it down.
Lay down, Mickey.
No, you could. Oh. There's a couple you could do, isn't there?
Yeah, no, I'm saying clay shooting. I could do that.
I could do wrestling, I reckon.
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll think about it then.
Why would you say that? But I'd like to see you in one of those helmets. look, there you go. So, but they're massive news. Japan could be over. The biggest show.
And cutting it fine, too. Like, that's
NBC super. Paid $4.38 billion for the rights. And there is a contract. It says if the host country is at any time, before or after the games, they will cancel it if it's in a state of war, civil disorder, boycott, something like that, but it doesn't say health, only safety. But clearly, safety.
Coronavirus. We're just seeing three people on the podium in face masks.
I'll tell you something worse than having the Olympics cancelled.
This is dire.
God help us.
Dire.
Can you say
this?
I can't say it.
The coronavirus is threatening the production of Coca-Cola's Coke Zero.
That's your drink, isn't it? Stock up now.
Yeah.
This is Armageddon. We've got to stock up.
I have to collect all the cans on my desk that have about an inch of Coke left in them.
Or in my fridge at home.
Have you ever taken my
You don't have Coke Zeros in your fridge.
I love Coke Zero.
They're not yours and you don't have any in your fridge.
Coke Zero and Red Bulls.
Do you know what? There's none in the machine now. I have to have Diet Coke.
Apocalypse Watch.
No, that's really, that's going to kill me.
What kind of world are we living in?
Why can't they just step up production?
Coke.
God, how slucky
so,
are you
so why? But why is that so...
Why is it linked?
Because the artificial sweeteners are from China.
Right.
So they could be in short supply, says Coke. Mate, get it done. You've got one job.
Get a factory somewhere else.
It's making me a tasty soda. Just do it.
It's not fair.
Take a cola. Drop the ball.
Just get your act together.
Yeah. They were once the biggest company in the world.
Here's another disaster.
What?
Oh, my God, you won't believe it. I don't even know how I can say this,
but
thanks to the coronavirus, there could be a cardigan shortage this winter.
What are you talking about?
Good Lord.
Well, the knitting mills.
Science teachers everywhere are going to be.
Where am I going to be without my cardigan?
Well, hang on, what knitting mills? What are you talking about?
In China.
And that's where they make them all?
Yes.
I'll bet your Reeboks will be in short supply too.
Yeah.
At this rate.
No, 85% of the products of one of the greatest suppliers, Noni B.
Oh, yeah.
There, Cardi's. Nah, it's all belly up because the factory workers are staying home. They're not going to the factory.
No.
What are pipe smokers going to wear? You know what I mean?
What's Glenn Robbins going to wear?
He loves a cardi, doesn't he?
He's a cardi model. He could be a cardigan model.
Yeah.
I mean, Fashion Week, you'd see him coming down.
Good on you, Glenn.
Well, it'll start with cardigans.
What about Sharpies? Do they still get
a Connie jacket?
They're a little bit small and
tighter.
What about a poncho? If I wanted to get a poncho, can I still get a poncho?
I'll knit you one. They're easy to knit.
I love a poncho.
Yeah, I can knit. What do you mean, can I knit?
Not every woman knits.
Where are ponchos from?
See, I didn't do a voice then.
I'm surprised you didn't just hit a
racist.
Pinata. Now, why is...
I can also crochet.
I love a poncho.
Yeah.
What was the origin of the poncho? So you could ride a horse.
You answered your own question, Mickey. I'm wearing a poncho now. I could ride a horse. Gonna take my...
Get me a Shetland. Get me a Shetland to studio. And just quickly, we have to mention before we shut down.
Oh, yeah, this is hilarious. It's actually not. It's not funny.
Describe it. It's a press conference in Iran where the minister comes out and says, guys, we've got it under control. There's no issues. We've got it.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
However, the Minister for Health, standing next to him, is sweating up a storm and has just been diagnosed with the virus.
He's dabbing himself on the face.
He's got it.
He's got it. And he's trying to compose himself. And the guy's talking and saying, we believe we've got everything under control. There is no evidence of coronavirus in this country. And the guy's about to keel over and he's just sweating. And he's got a big white hanky. And he's going, you'll see that everywhere today.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right. Well done, coronavirus.
Not funny.
That's the apocalypse.
Olympics. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Song Whisperer is here. He's going to join us in just a moment where you could win tickets to go see Green Day, Weezer and Fall Out Boy. That's right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Denise Scott, not far away, joining us in studio here. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
That's right. Mm. And coming up in the next hour, you just said
yeah,
it.
That's Denise, what I just said.
I don't listen right to you any time.
Don't worry, I know.
I don't know why your mic's on, to be honest, sometimes.
I'll turn it off.
Good luck to you, Dave.
Thanks,
keep
Jamie.
Forging on. Should we talk about the candles first, or we do the...
Have you got a candle, Dave?
Have I got a candle?
Yeah, got a candle scent. What was yours?
I was thinking like a new Get smell or something.
We were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, this is off the back of Gwyneth, who's got her vagina candle.
Yes.
Right. McDonald's have a quarter pounder with cheese candle collection.
I have a urinal cake candle.
You have urinal cake
and
I have...
And it's yellow. It looks like a big urinal cake.
And you can put it out at the end of the night just whiz on it.
That's like a birthday cake.
And mine was spray and wipe, which was lemon with a hint of ammonia.
Mm-hmm. So we asked our listeners what they thought.
You've been very good with your ideas, everybody. Well, let me start with Anushka. She thought the scent could be wine in a can mixed with the after scent of a conjugal visit.
That's great.
Well, you could use it. You know, back in my uni days, I had a friend who had a sex candle. I go, "What's this, mate?" He goes, "This is my sex candle. I only ever light it when we're having sex." Man, that candle's still there. I'm telling you, that candle is still. Yep. Think a load of Jimbo if he's listening.
That's funny.
Not always to go in.
Oh, I love this
candle. It's been a quiet month.
Hey, Brad George has got a good one. It's simply called Denka Rub.
Denka Rub is a good...
It's like a footy club room.
It gets you excited. It takes you to a certain place and time.
I agree.
Stratos says wet dog number 5. Sally Beach says milk bar with a little bit of stink bomb added.
Okay.
Milk bar. We don't know what that would smell like.
Anything else taking a fancy?
Yes. Scott Nixon said singed body hair from using the jiggers. And Bear Dolito says the scent would be simply twisties.
Twisties.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good. Have you got any more ideas?
I like it. Now is the time. I think it is.
The Song Whisperer
is in the studio. Mm. He's cocked. He's ready to go. Synopsis of the song today, please.
This is a song designed to help you navigate the twists and turns of daily life by engaging in minimalist physical contemplation. Mm. It encourages you to be mindful of your posture, to be aware of your surroundings, and to remember you have everything you need in order to get through the day.
Wow. There it is.
Okay.
My mind is all over the shop at the moment.
Is it Take Me Home Country Road by John Denver?
John Denver. Not Take Me Home Country Road.
Okay.
Because he crashed into a country road, I think, in the end, didn't he, John?
I think his plane may have.
All right. Well, there you go. Dave, you want to have a crack at this?
Posture. I'm trying to think of like a posture song.
What about the guy who's the little hunchback?
Who's the hunchback?
No, there you go.
Oh, no.
So it's just a jump to the right. It's a step to the left.
Time warp.
I'm going with time warp.
Not the time warp.
All right. Okay.
Everyone's ringing.
We
well, if you do know, 133-53, and you get it right, you got tickets to go see Green Day, the Hella Mega Tour.
Hey, before you go, we've got a couple of candle suggestions.
Okay.
I would like to take straight.
Gary, what is the scent of candle we should distribute?
Taxi driver.
Give him a prize, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane.
Well done.
Case of the Brick Lane Lager. Lager or the Pale Ale? What do you want, mate?
I'll have the Pale Ale.
You'll have the Pale Ale sold.
Well
good
done.
For you. Coming your way. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, what have you got?
I reckon the scent of blue cheese for the candle.
Could be a little woofy, Andrew.
Wow.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Trying to get downwind of the blue cheese candle.
You need eat a few Jets crackers while you're sniffing it.
Yeah. Are they Jets or are they Savoy?
Oh, that's the big question. Geez. I'm with you, buddy. I don't know which one.
Jets are sweeter.
Are they?
Savoy's are saltier.
Oh.
But I like them both.
Mm.
Yeah, so do I.
All right, we'll give you a case of Brick Lane.
I told you my gambling story, didn't I?
No.
So me and my mates, were playing poker quite late at night, just down at my beach house. And anyway, we ran out of chips, poker chips, I broke out a pack of the Jack's crackers.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were using them, but they were using them for $20 chips.
Yeah.
Anyway, my mate had a huge stack of them in front of him. So I've gone to the fridge and pulled out some cheese. I watched him eat $500 of Jack's crackers before he realised what he was doing.
All right, Denise got next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
Jesus, it's on already in here. Let me tell you. Pipe down. I haven't introduced you yet.
Yes. Hey, little lady, get in your corner. All right.
No one puts Denise in the corner.
She's trying to wear my headphones.
Oh gosh.
That's got coronavirus.
Those are good spray.
Hey, coming up in this hour, obviously, yes, our next guest, who we'll introduce in just a moment. What else do we have?
We had some news about the world's oldest man who's died.
Oh, yes. We're going to go around the globe.
We're going to go around. We've got some news. And we've got some food news as well. And we'll maybe take some more candle ideas because we're trying to get Kennedy Miller candle.
Sure. And news from the world of boxing as well, but let's start at the top with this chick.
Last week on Studio 10, our next guest and show regular Denise Scott took yet another mysterious journey into the mind of Morton from AHA.
Have I asked anything that's made you
I'm not interested in music, for instance. I'm captivated by music.
So you wouldn't describe yourself as ambitious?
No, we live in a universe where there is no sound and no light. It doesn't really exist. We just perceive it to exist.
Oh my goodness, I'm really taken to a place I never expected with my little questions here. I feel like I need a whiskey.
Please welcome back to the show, Denise Scott.
Wow.
Holy hell.
You've both been Mortoned within an inch of your life.
Yes.
And we seem to have both had the same reaction, Denise, a very honest one, which was I said, I just have no idea how to read you and I'm not sure.
Well,
what you're all about.
Well, this is the thing, but you're experienced at least. You weren't there for the.
It's not Franz Kafka. It's the lead singer of AHA. How existentialist can it be?
But at least Jane has experience of interviewing people. This was the, to be specific, the third interview I have ever done in my 64 years of life.
Were you fed
with
to
a
the shark?
Celebrity. No, but I went in like I studied. The week before. Because I have an interview.
There's not much to learn.
Before. Oh, no, you'd be surprised. Because I spent the 80s. I said to John, my partner, what did we do in the 80s? Like, look, of course I'd heard of AHA, but I didn't know anything about them. Not a damn
thing.
Did
you know they were Scandinavian?
Oh, of course not. Wouldn't have had a clue. Except when I saw their photo, I thought, those cheekbones and chiseled jaws don't come from Australia. So I did, you know, and then I get to the interview, which I did in a hotel. So it's like a junket interview, you know. So there before me is Richard Wilkins and Michael Rowland from the ABC and Michael Rowland. And then I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm what am I doing here? I don't know anything about music. And then it turned out Morton didn't know anything about music either. We were a perfect match.
Can I say, that what's got me, if I find it hilarious, is that there's a queue of people lining up to interview the lead singer from AHA.
Oh, well.
It's basically a novelty band from the 80s. Well, they had one hit.
That's a bit unfair.
They had one hit.
I've studied them like I was doing year 12 exam on them. I put
you were spot vacuuming.
And
what
actually
is there beyond Take On Me? What is there?
Well.
Yeah, what's their other song?
Well, I don't. Just don't put. Like,
the
I
sun
only
always
studied
shines
for.
On TV
yes, the,
how
the
does
sun
it go?
Always.
The Look of Love? Was that them? The Look of Love?
No, that's not them.
That's.
Okay. That's the look. That's the look.
ABC. Yep.
But
shoot that poison.
But so
seen that film clip?
Sorry, Denise.
See, I don't know where you two are going. I haven't got a clue. I'm not up to speed. But the thing was, I had Mags.
So
it wasn't just Morton. And Mags actually said to me during the interview, you can see why we've never had to spend money on LSD because we've got Morton. So that was a bit of a laugh.
Well, Mags didn't even turn up to my interview.
I would like to have seen them on Studio 10. I would like to have seen a big pack shot of the cast and Kerri-Anne Kenley as Morton went about his business.
Oh, well,
Kerri-Anne would have given him motto, don't you think? She would have said, hey, mate, snap out of it.
Well,
give us a bit of entertainment.
What I did was I said, oh, well, okay, that's it. Thank you. And they said, well, Mag said, have we bored you so much? And I said, well, Sort of. And but I said, more to the point, you don't seem interested. Oh. And then Morton started. Then I couldn't get out of the room. Oh. Every time it was more about the existential.
Oh, yeah, we got that. There's no light, there's no sound, animals can't hear anything.
So you mean I wasn't special?
Oh, no,
did
darling.
Did he say to you, all right, did you get the photo afterwards?
Yeah.
And did he say, do you want clothes on or clothes off?
Yes, he did.
No, what? He didn't.
Yes, he
no,
did.
He didn't.
Oh, wait, he says yes.
He did I say thought
yes, you did.
I we thought. Heard. Oh, my God, I want to cry now. Jane and I are just devastated.
That's his thing. He does it. That's
I
his
thought
stick.
He was seriously full on flirting with me.
Let it go. God. Yeah. Hey, we're going to go to a break, and I've just got one serious question just for the break.
Yeah.
Clothes on, clothes off. Let's all go clothes off. Let's do it.
All right.
We're not answering.
I'm togging off right now.
I bet you're taking your top off.
As I said to Morton, off.
Top.
All right. Denise Scott's with us after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And from a junket, Denise Scott in studio as well.
We are still talking about Morton. Believe it or not.
And we've both been, it's like we've both chicks who've gone on a double
and
date
I wasn't there.
And the man said the same thing yes. to us at the end of the night.
So we
and we thought we were
special.
Each special.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What I'm still getting over was you just describing to me, you go, this wasn't good though because he was jet lagged. I go, where'd he come from? He goes, Perth.
I know.
He was complaining about, where did he go? The other way. You go round,
yeah, that's right.
Round the world and come back know. Over Australia.
It was very funny. But also you spoke with Rick Astley.
Yes, Rick Astley
he's
was
in the same tour.
Same tour.
Yeah.
A lovely man.
He's but, good. His but voice is wonderful.
He had one song.
No,
he's not.
That's it. That's it.
Try to help with another one.
There you go.
Yeah, oh. And of course I'd never
Capsicum
even heard that.
That's studio,
how,
please.
You know. What? That's how I'm prepared. I don't know, but that, so that's the second celebrity interview I've ever done in my life. Was Rick
neat.
Astley
how was
just
he?
Before. He was a lovely man, but, you know, he at some point I asked him something, can't remember what, and he said, oh, I have to start lying now because the real answer isn't sexy. And I went, don't worry about sexy, Rick. I'm beyond sexy. And he went, you certainly are beyond sexy.
I believe we have the exchange.
Oh, really? Can
we have the exchange right here.
I need to start making stuff up because it's just not very sexy what I did.
I don't care for sexy.
Okay.
I'm beyond sexy.
Well, okay, well, you are, darling. I had that 4 or 5 years or whatever it was of madness, but then I kind of turned that down big time.
Well, he was a lovely man, and, you know, but so what a morning I had.
Yeah.
Rick having a go at me
he
about not
exhausted.
Being sexy and then finding out that Morton had also asked you
he didn't stop
if
at the scene
you wanted his clothes on or off.
Didn't stop at the scene of the crime either, did he, Rick? He just kept batting on after.
Yeah. He had tickets to sell and he sold them, and I believe his concert was excellent.
Again,
I think he does a lot
again,
of covers.
That would be a very short concert.
Yeah, all right. Well,
it's not a short concert.
You're not going. Other people
get over
like
yourself.
To go.
I was.
He was Stock Aitken Waterman, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Indeed.
I remember they try and tell that terrible story. Oh, he was the coffee boy, and he was singing in the kitchen one day, and we just plucked his rare talent
out of nowhere.
What are
that's like Harrison Ford. He was just the carpenter building the sets, and Steven Spielberg saw him and they put
same
him in
with
a movie.
Me, Studio 10. They saw me walking in just to use the ladies' toilet.
They said
she's got talent.
You've had a big week.
I had a big week
and a musical week because you went. You're out on the town with John on the weekend.
Yeah, my beautiful partner John. We went off to the Billy Elliot opening night of the musical.
That's a great musical.
It is a great musical.
Uplifting.
Oh, what now?
About a kid dancing his way out of Steel Town. Cool Town.
Do you have no heart?
You'd be bawling your eyes out, as
absolutely.
Was John. John doesn't just cry at something.
I'd be poking my eyes out. And my ears, that's what I've been doing.
But so I don't like opening nights, that's the thing. Because the last time I went to a musical opening night, I went with Judith Lucy on the red carpet.
Yes.
And you know how you go and you have to have your photo taken. That's
part
of the deal.
You sing for your supper.
Yeah, exactly. And so next morning in the Herald Sun, there's a little photo of Judith Lucy and me, right? And underneath it, you know, at the opening night of whatever show, here's Judith Lucy and Colette Mann. It was, damn it, it was me. I've never gotten over that. I thought, geez.
That's your big moment. That was, Colette stole your thunder.
I know, Colette never got
what
over
What about the
it,
musical? What about the musical?
The musical
it's,
was
it's
great.
It's pretty average,
the,
isn't
no,
it?
No, the
Stop
musical
it.
Was great. Stop
it. Don't say
so
that
tiny
then.
Kid, ballet, no son, of, no son of mine is going to
that's
be a
the basic
dancer.
Story.
Yes, and so on the red carpet this time, the blokes had to put on a tutu. Now,
oh, you would have loved that, Mick.
Well, let's get it clear. In the photo, I'm, well, the publicist, you know.
The photo opportunity, they all put a tutu on.
Wouldn't you think out of John and
tutu's on or tutu's off?
You two, I'm trying to get to a point. Wouldn't you think out of John and I would be the celebrity, albeit
yes,
Colette
sure,
man.
Yes,
yes
but,
Colette.
But so they asked John to put on a tutu and I'm like mortified. And John does the biggest hand
I can get up, did he?
Oh, on the red carpet.
Oh, did you make the papers?
I doubt it. I haven't looked. But at interval, here's a story of magic and healing for you to take home with you. So last year I was on Dancing with the Stars, yes. as I keep banging on.
Don't mention the war.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. And anyway, Craig Revelhorde, who's the nasty, in quotation marks, nasty judge. He's actually a very nice man. But he did notoriously give me a one out of ten and tell me I was a hunchback.
I'll kill him.
Yes.
I
saw him in the crowd at interval and, yes, I did immediately straighten up my back when I saw him. Yes. But I thought, well, I won't go near, you know, look, we're fine, but I won't seek him out. Well, I go back to my seat with John and Craig, sought me out.
Did he?
Big kiss on both lips, darling, I've missed you. And I'm just trying to keep my back as straight as possible through the whole encounter. But then he said, I want to introduce you to my mother. So I meet Craig's mother. Oh. She embraces me. I'm still trying to keep my
Did
back
she have
straight.
A hunchback?
But she said, I am so sorry for what my son said about you over a year ago. Isn't that a beautiful moment
That's
of
my mum's catchphrase.
That's your mum says that to
and
everyone.
So did you break bread and you feel like you've...
Oh, absolutely. Loved it. And then on the way home, I'll just tell you, show was great. And on the way home, we're in the car and John said, I love the show. I love Billy Elliot. I loved Rhonda Birchmore. And I went, what are you talking about, Rhonda Birchmore? She wasn't. And he said, yes, she was. I said, and he went, the dance teacher. I said, that wasn't Rhonda Birchmore. That was Lisa Sontag. And he went, oh, I just thought, now, just because someone's tall and female doesn't mean they're Rhonda Birchmore,
well,
as in my case,
I
short,
know.
Blonde and round.
Not
Colette
everybody
Mann.
Is Colette Mann. We're just going to quickly finish on this, but a very aware listener on our show spotted this on Millionaire Hot Seat with Eddie McGuire. Mm-hmm. A contestant was on.
Yes.
And this was the question. Commonly the result of trauma or injury, a baker's cyst occurs on what part of the body?
Oh.
And so the answer, and we're yelling out, knee, we know.
Of course.
And Dan said, Denise Scott knows and sent it to us. There you
I
go.
I know.
Now, I think they must have heard our show.
If you were on and that was the $1 million question, bang. Yeah.
I
you're
know.
Home and
Wouldn't
home.
That have been great? What a great. But
How's
it is
your baker's cyst going?
Yeah. Well, it's going very well, but it is a result of trauma and it wasn't helped by being mistaken for Colette Mann or all that time
Good
ago.
On you. Anything to plug? Any gigs you got going,
I've got
Denise?
No gig. I wish you'd stop asking me that. I feel sad
he's
and sorry
polite.
For myself.
Yeah. No, you're busy enough with your Studio 10 celebrity interviews.
It's a day in bed with John doing nothing. Imagine an anniversary. Slept all
oh, way. Yes. You've thought about that a lot.
Yes, it brings it up a lot.
Brings it up.
It's Denise Scott, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Jane, the song whisperer.
He is here with tickets to Green Day you can win too. 133353.
All right, time to get him back in the studio, Dave. It's the song whisperer. We got his theme music? No.
I just played it.
Already played.
Did I hear it?
Are you not listening today?
Yes, you did.
I just played it and I just said Jane's
too busy reading
time
stories.
For the song whisperer.
Reading the news. Don't read that one out.
No, that is not for broadcast.
That's
story.
A good story.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's the luckiest 13-year-old kid in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Jay?
He's living the dream.
Stop.
This is a song
designed... too. That's interesting.
This is a song designed to help you navigate the twists and turns of daily life by engaging in minimalist physical contemplation. It encourages you to be mindful of your posture, to be aware of your surroundings, and to remember you have everything you need in order to get through the day.
Wow. Oh. All right, I get it. I feel good clues. I feel
good
posture's
clues.
The key
yeah.
here.
Yes, I don't too.
I can't quite
Getting through the day is another one.
All right, let's put it to the team.
Okay, Andrew.
Good afternoon, guys. How are we?
Good. What's the song, mate?
My guess is Dolly Parton, Working 9 to 5.
Well, Working 9 to 5, slaving away.
You think I love this song?
Wait, has this got something to do with her posture? she'd have a backache, for sure.
Really sore shoulders. Yeah.
Not Dolly.
Thanks, Andrew.
Okay, next, Stephen. Stephen, what's the song?
Straight Lines by Silverchair.
Okay, that's very good.
Great song.
Navigate the twists and turns of daily life. So that's an ironic
suggestion.
Walking
on
a straight line.
Walking a straight line.
Not Silverchair.
Bang. All right, Stephen. Gary's on the line. Gary. This could be.
Okay.
This could be bad, Mick. My first thought was rooting in the back of the ute. But I think my real guess at this is Stand and Deliver by Adam Ant.
Oh, my God. Hang on.
What's going on here, though, by the way?
It encourages you to remember, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Aware of your surroundings.
He's dressed as an ant.
Yeah, not Adam Ant.
Oh, sorry, Gary.
Jeez, Gary. I thought you were in there, Mark. What's the song?
Black by Pearl Jam.
What an amazing song, but not correct.
Keep moving. Sigourney, how are you? What's the song?
Is it Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac?
Good song.
Thinking about tomorrow encourages you to be mindful of your surroundings. Remember, you've got everything you need.
Dave, enough. Enough. Tell me that's
not true with me. No.
I'm so glad because we played it in full, don't we? Even a new studio won't help us. Scott's on the line. Scott, what do you reckon?
G'day, Mickey. I'm stabbing the dark here, but Hall & Oates. Watch Your Back.
Oh, hang on, this is a bit of a...
We can't even find that.
No.
That's how obscure that is.
Your reference to the posture.
Yes, Watch Your Back. Back.
Not Hall & Oates.
Sorry, Scott. Nice guess. Bev?
Yes.
All right, you've been thinking about this is quite physical. Physical contemplation.
Come on, let's do this.
What's your song?
Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Physical.
Okay.
ONJ.
Hearn Jay?
No.
No.
Oh, bad luck,
thanks, Bev. Paddo.
Hang on, we're running out of time.
Come on. Yeah, I think we're getting close.
All right, what is it, Paddo?
Is it John Swan in front of the Party Boys singing Hold Your Head High?
Party Boys. Oh, hold your head up. It's my karaoke song.
Is it? It is not correct.
No. All right, let's go. Come on, I've got a good feeling about
Jacob.
This one.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good. What do you think it is?
I think it's Stand by R.E.M.
Very good song.
Remember, you have everything you need.
You do. Correct.
Oh! Yes, let's go.
Well done.
There
good
it
job,
is.
Jacob.
Thank you very much, guys.
I think you've got a couple of tickets.
You got two tickets to go see Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer. It's the Hell & Mega Tour 2020. It's coming.
Well done.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Right, yes, intro.
I put together an intro for my world news segment.
All right.
I think I've covered
it. You love your trumpet, don't you?
That's really good.
That is good.
No, because it lets you know there's some serious punchy news coming down.
Really very serious.
Pike, do you want to start? I'll start.
Yeah, you start.
The world's oldest man,
aged
112, died. Just 11 days after breaking the record. I want to see a birth certificate.
Okay.
I want to see
it. So do I, actually. Who says he's 112?
Have a look at that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, I wouldn't stand for him on public transport. I wouldn't. not give him my seat.
He needs... What happened to his chompers?
What's his problems no teeth. That? What happened to his fingers?
But don't women always...
Move his hair.
Oh, no. Well, the world's oldest woman would have to be about 140.
Well, she'd lie about her age.
Oh.
Well, I'm 140, but I'm actually only 135.
But he's now, you know what's interesting about this? He's Japanese, and they're one of the countries. There's a place in Japan where they have the longest
Coronavirus probably got him.
No, they have the greatest amount of centennials.
Why?
Because of their diet, because of what they eat. And there's about 7 spots around the world where people live the longest in the world.
Do you know why I love Australia? Mm. We've fattened up the Asians. You know all new Australians. You know, we've turned
That's a little bit of a generalisation.
Ah, come on, we've
think?
Turned them into a bunch of fatties. If you have a look around anywhere around Asia, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Japan, there weren't many. Oh, yeah. There weren't many pot bellies floating around. Have a look at the fatties floating around Australia.
Well
done. Welcome aboard, Asians.
Well, that's food court's fault.
More than welcome.
Everybody hangs around the sweet and sour. Pork.
Yeah. We've run a bunch of tubby Asians.
Well, this guy was Japanese happy. And he was about a decade ago, he used to grow bonsai trees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but they died.
He was born 1908, if he's 112.
Oh, he would have seen it all.
1908?
Isn't that nuts?
See, he would have been old enough to serve.
Yeah, twice. Of course. Maybe.
That's incredible if he served twice.
Could have been the Boer War. All right, very good. What have you got?
What about Dante Wilder?
Oh, wow, yes.
Oh, yeah, no, that's pretty amazing.
Well, this is an incredible story. One of the great fights, so much going to this. Now, as we all know, boxers make a bit of a hoo-ha about how they enter the arena. Tyson Fury entered as a king, like he was at a coronation.
Yes.
And Dante Wilder came in looking like one of the knights from Knee. One of the old Monty Python. He's or something from Game of Thrones. He's got a.
You know what he looks like? He looks like someone from The Masked Singer in one of those suits.
Correct. Yeah.
Like a big rhino suit.
Well, he reckons that suit is the reason he lost the
fight.
Oh, because he said it weighed 20 kilograms and his legs were gone after 2 rounds.
Boo hoo.
His pre fight outfit.
That's lame.
That's lame, mate.
You were the one that went through with it.
Right, and I've got to say, if you wear that into the ring, you want to win. Because you look a bit silly.
That looks silly now.
The good old days where it was just a dressing gown?
That's true.
You know what I mean?
What have those days
Call me old school. Yeah. Just get the dressing gown out, hit the ring,
wristbands.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Terry Telling wristbands.
You're away.
I've got one from Scotland. Okay. Interesting story. Mm. Scotland's going to make products like tampons and pads for free all through schools, through high schools, through everywhere. And I think, well, catch up. Australia, we're a bit behind in that, but that's a very big deal.
Well, if the Scots can do it, and they're tight as. If they're throwing away the freebies.
No.
I agree. I think that's just a good news story.
Can we all have them? Could I have one?
Sure, you can have some. Look, I just have a feeling. Don't ask.
No, you do. You can. There's something you can do. I think you can get a seagull to swallow one.
No. You don't do that. No, you know what I have a feeling?
What the hell?
I have a feeling that.
Something you can do. No, there's a good
thing.
It could be some fun, wouldn't it?
We could have some fun.
No.
Hang it from rear vision.
Stop hijacking the fact. See, that's the way our boys think. They want to muck around with these products.
I'm very happy for you.
And we use them as everyday things that we have to pay for forever.
Do you want something free? Can I get a free pair of derps?
Shut up. You get enough for free. This is what I have a feeling, that our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and our Deputy Prime Minister...
That's not bad on
you. Our Deputy Prime Minister, Mike McGaugh, they're going to be so embracing this, don't you think? Scott Morrison will be supportive.
The gauntlet has been thrown down by Scotland. It would be good to see Australia follow
suit. He's got 2 daughters, so I think he's the kind of man I think who would really embrace this.
Pregnancy testers, should they be free?
Sure, while we're at it. Anything else?
You've had a good story about it. Can we tell it or not?
Which one?
You might as well say it.
Well, no, you were talking, but you didn't want to say it because you didn't want to encourage people to do it.
No, don't say it.
No. Let's hear it.
No.
All right. I won't now. Hey, now what else have we got? Great radio.
No, I think that's the story.
I think we'll do it for the time being.
That's been world news.
There's not many countries there.
Hey, I beg your pardon.
Well.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And we want to thank Karcher as well. Karcher, the number one in cleaning, have teamed up with
Karcher,
Kennedy Malloy.
You know,
have they?
So they're going to donate Karcher air purifiers to communities that need them. So if you're one of those communities and you're in need of one of these purifiers, go to kennedymalloy.com.au to register.
That sounds like a good idea.
Well,
I think we need one in here. No, I sneeze every time I come in the studio. I think I'm allergic to you.
Get a face mask. That's really... upsets me. Have we gone to some food news?
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
I like food.
That is f***. Disgusting.
Kennedy Malloy's food news.
Eat it. Just eat it.
We got it.
For 4 and 20 launches new meat free. I'm over this.
What? No.
4 and 20 launches new meat free plant based pie. Go and stick that fare up your clacker.
No, pass.
I'm over it. Don't call it a pie.
And don't be 4 and 20. What's become of you? You have caved in.
You don't know who you are anymore. You caved
into the pressure. That's pathetic.
Bunch of pale-faced, whiny, no good.
No, that's just ridiculous. You know, oh, my God. Who's got the chip burger?
Who's got the
chip burger?
Who's doing a chip burger?
Is it Hungry Jack's?
It is.
Well, listen, it's
done your, homework on this one.
No, yeah. I remembered it when I read it. I can't find it now. But I remember it.
If you want to hear the
audio.
Oh, yes, please.
That's what you're after.
Try our new cheesy bacon chip buddy for just $2. Only at Hungry Jack's.
That's what you do anyway. You get your burger and you get your French fries and you shove your French fries in your burger.
Only at Hungry Jack's means no one else could ever keep putting a chip inside a burger.
Genius.
Because apparently the technology only exists at Hungry Jack's.
They've got the greatest minds in the world of food to get together and think of that idea. Let's put
French fries
in.
Can I sit around the table? Going, you know what? You know what this burger needs?
I would love to sit in those meetings.
I'd woof a burger. I would be their frontline troops.
Are you hungry now?
Tester. You'll hear my tummy rumbling in a minute. What was the, what's this? Craft beer bar. Dumpling restaurant among new Marvel food offerings. A craft beer bar alike and a dumpling restaurant. We went out to dinner the other night and you took the last dumpling.
Oh, my God.
You did.
Do you think, Dave, that I did that in a million years?
No, I wouldn't know. I wasn't invited, so.
I think it's a bit
to eat in.
That was not my fault.
Yeah.
I did say.
You did.
I said, no, I'd nixed it. I went, it's not really. It's for those on the poster.
Grown ups.
Dave, do you have your nose out of joint about that?
I don't have my nose out of joint about it. It's, the way you were talking about the food was delicious. I thought, when did this
but
all
I
get
know,
organised?
You like takeaway Indian, and even then only on special occasions.
And so that is true. You think Indian's cheap? Indian is not cheap food.
I know it's
not. I'm telling you right now. You're saying as if
it's a papadum. A papadum. What's a papadum? 50 cents.
No,
that's not what all Indian food is. It's tandoori chicken.
Roti, you get some roti and
butter
bang,
chicken.
You're out.
Butter
chicken. You look at like $18 for that.
Lamb, Rogan Josh.
Butter chicken?
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying $18.
All right.
You get a whole chicken. You don't have to catch it yourself. I mean, they're serving it up.
While we're at it.
There's been a bit
mango
of...
Mango lassi.
You took the last dumpling.
You are absolutely lying your pants off. No, take it back.
No.
Take that.
I won't.
Take that dumpling back.
No, that's silly. It was like, I don't know, it was like a race.
Was it yum?
It was beautiful. It's delicious.
Get down to your Chinese.
That's what now you take all the glory.
I'll handle this. Chinatown and get involved.
Well, Jane's getting up. She's going
to. You're getting all the glory. I was going to say, everybody's got to go to all the Chinese restaurants.
She's taking hostage over
everybody,
here.
Go to your, and support your Chinese community,
number
your Chinese restaurants. Oh, so cliche.
All right.
Yeah. The Chinese community love it when people say that.
Get behind the Chinese community. Because they need us in this time of need. And Jane, you don't really show much interest, but I'd like to get everyone.
You're supporting the Chinese community.
To get down there.
Yeah. Maybe we should all go out for like a work function.
All right,
like
let's go
together.
And support everybody. Everyone's got a Chinatown somewhere. Go and support your local Chinatown.
Well, don't say it like it's a foreign place.
Okay.
I think it's a...
Food news is done.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
If you missed any of the show with Denise Scott was hilarious earlier. The podcast, catch up. Get through the app, kennedymalloy.com.
There's parts of it you probably want to fast forward through.
Yeah. Do you need a floppy disk?
For a podcast?
Yep.
Floppy disk?
Yeah, floppy disk.
They went out like 20 years ago, mate. No one uses floppy disks.
Here's the joke.
I want to use a floppy disk.
You have never used a floppy disk in your life.
You never know.
Floppy being the operative word.
Okay, now. Apologise, please.
You've been incorrigible.
Hey,
today.
What are you doing tonight?
Oh, happy birthday to Mum. To Jill Kennedy, yes.
Jill.
Nice. Happy
yes,
birthday.
We're going out for dinner for Mum's birthday.
Where
tonight.
Are you going?
Yeah.
We're going in the city, going to
not Chinatown.
Nice
what happened to supporting the
Well, do you want to know who's going? Who? Well, you're going.
I'm going.
Jay's going.
From here?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Dave, you're not going.
Again.
No, that's a joke. No, we're going out and, yes, we'll have a nice night.
Uber Eats for you.
Jill and Ray.
Get some butter chicken. Where are you going? Happy birthday. And what have you got your mum?
Yeah, what'd you
buy? A surprise. She might be listening. I'm not going to say.
One of our scents.
Can you imagine? You know, mum would laugh if I gave her Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina. Smells like my vagina candle. But Dad actually doesn't like me talking like that.
Doesn't he?
No, he's pointed it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Ray listens to the show.
He does listen. Yeah. And he's so encouraging.
My mum's not super keen on it either.
No. No, it's a bit, and then I remind him that perhaps he's not my target audience, and why don't you turn over to AM?
Well, that's a very sensitive way of handling the situation.
No, well, you know what? That's just
how we
roll.
It'll be fun tonight. Will you tell stories? What will you do?
Oh, we'll have a glass.
Do you burst out of a cake or something? Yeah. Like, what happens?
Well, it's not a significant, like, it's not a big special one. It's
every
just,
birthday
you know,
is significant.
Of course it is, and Jill deserves everything.
Are you going to give us an age or?
No. Of course not, because then you'll work out my age again. By the way,
what
are you still filling with my Wikipedia page my age? Because last time I looked, I was 65, and that would make Mum the oldest woman in Australia. Don't you do that anymore?
Never.
That's very silly. I don't like that.
I don't do it. I won't be doing it. Who's on the show tomorrow, Dave? What have we got coming up?
We've got a real A-lister tomorrow. Jim Jefferies.
Hi, Jim Jefferies. Fantastic.
Going to join us.
That's good.
I love him. I've been watching his stand-up specials going around on Foxtel at the moment.
Bloody funny. He's very experienced.
He's a load of fun.
He was in a show called Legit, which was out a few years ago, and you should seek it out whether you can find it on one of the streaming services. It's one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. And it was based in LA, and it was kind of based loosely on his life as well. But Legit, Jim Jefferies. So good.
Fantastic. We learned a lot today. About who wants to watch films as many times as they can. What was ever our winner? It was probably Titanic.
Mm.
Groundhog Day was a couple.
Dirty Dancing got a lot of votes.
Back to the Future got
Grease.
A few.
Grease got heaps. Well.
Hey, Grease.
Someone rang up before. Kenicki I think was in Grease. Someone said Debbie Does Dallas. They said, "Oh, good one for you, Mickey." Debbie Does Dallas. He said,
"Do you know what? It has a place in the film." Archives, because it was. If you think
oh my
about
God,
it, it was
you're
the
being
first
serious,
serious
of its genre
pornographic movie made, and it was on the old reel to reel.
Well, it had a storyline.
We used to have to set up a reel to reel.
What are you talking
about? No, it was no
like a projector.
Pre VHS. This is wait till the parents are out.
Didn't they have a character in that one called
Mr. Get in the dance room. Get out the reel to reel. I'm seeing a reel to reel.
Oh, happy birthday, Mum!
Projected up against the curtains, and hope the film doesn't stop and burn a hole like it did last.
Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.